Welcome to this beginner lesson on making a breakbeat with Chop Vinyl character in Ableton Live 12. If you're into drum and bass, jungle, or rolling bass music, this sound is a huge part of the vibe. We're talking about breaks that feel dusty, human, slightly unstable, and full of movement, like they were pulled from an old dubplate and edited by hand. The goal here is not just to loop a break, the goal is to make it feel performed. In this lesson, I'm going to walk you through a practical workflow using Ableton's built-in tools. We'll choose the right break, warp it properly, slice it into a drum rack, rebuild it with chops and timing changes, then add grit, wobble, and character without killing the punch. By the end, you should have a break that feels ready for a Riedel DNB arrangement, not just a loop on its own. First, choose the right break. This matters a lot. If you want chopped vinyl energy, start with a break that already has personality. A classic Amen style break is perfect. Funky drummer style breaks work well too. Even dusty soul breaks with ghost notes can sound amazing. What you want is movement. Strong snare hits, interesting hat chatter, a little room tone, maybe some tape noise. That already gives you a head start. Try not to begin with a super clean modern loop if your goal is old school character. Clean can be useful, but for the sound, personality wins. Listen for a break that feels played rather than programmed. Next, drag the break into an audio track and get the warping right. Open the clip, turn warp on, and make sure the first downbeat is aligned correctly. This is important because if the timing is off here, everything later will feel messy. For most drum loops, beats warp mode is a great starting point because it preserves the punch and transient feel. If the break has a lot of tonal room sound, Complex or Complex Pro can work better. Set the loop length to something musical, usually 1 bar or 2 bars. For DNB, you'll usually be working around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a more classic jungle feel, a slightly lower or looser range can work too. But the big thing is that the break sits cleanly in the grid before you start chopping it up. Now comes the fun part, slicing the break into a drum rack. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a beginner-friendly workflow, slice by transient. That way, Ableton gives each hit its own pad, and you can play the break like an instrument. This is where the chopped character starts to appear, because now you're not just hearing the original loop, you're controlling the hits individually. Once the break is in the drum rack, start writing a MIDI pattern instead of just letting the original loop repeat. This is the key mindset shift. Don't think, how do I keep the loop going? Think, how do I edit this like a breakbeat performance? Start with the original groove as a reference, then make small changes. Repeat a snare hit. Cut a kick early. Drop a tiny gap before a snare. Add a hat pickup. Let the loop breathe. A simple one-bar idea might be the kick on beat 1, a ghost snare just after it, a main snare on beat 2, a chopped hi-hat pickup before the next snare, another kick on beat 3, then a snare on beat 4, followed by a little fill into the next bar. That kind of pattern gives you that hand-edited, vinyl-chopped feel. And here's an important tip. Do not make it perfect. The charm comes from little imperfections, slight irregularity, micro gaps, hit repeats, tiny timing shifts. That's what makes the break sound like it was pulled from a real record and caught up on a sampler. Now let's talk groove. A lot of beginners overquantize everything, and that can flatten the life out of a break. Ableton's groove pool is really useful here. You can drag in an MPC-style swing or a groove from another drum loop and apply it lightly. Start subtle. You don't need extreme swing. A little timing movement goes a long way. A good starting point is to keep timing adjustments around 10 to 30%, with small amounts of velocity variation. For jungle flavor, you might let the snares sit a little late and keep the hats a bit looser. For a more modern rolling DNB feel, keep the kick and snare tighter, but let the ghost notes and hats breathe. That leads into velocity shaping, which is huge. If every hit has the same velocity, the loop will feel flat and mechanical. So go into MIDI view and vary those note velocities. Make the ghost notes softer. Give the main snare more weight. Let a few hats fall back a little. This alone can transform a rigid loop into something that feels alive. As a rough guide, your main kick and snare hits might sit somewhere around 90 to 127 velocity, while ghost notes could live in the 25 to 70 range. Hats can move around in between. You're not trying to make it random. You're trying to make it breathe. Now let's add pitch movement for that vinyl instability. Old chopped records often feel a little unstable in pitch, and you can fake that in a few ways. If your slices are in simpler, you can slightly detune certain chops. Maybe one hit goes down a semitone or two. Maybe another lifts up just a little. Keep it subtle. The goal is character, not a weird wobble that distracts from the groove. You can also automate little pitch dips at the end of a fill or on a repeated hit, which can suggest a turntable slowing down slightly. Another nice trick is using very subtle chorus ensemble, frequency shifter, or autopan movement to create a gentle drift effect. Again, the key word is subtle. Now we build a processing chain to make the break feel older, dirtier, and more physical. Start with EQ8. Use it to shape the tone and clean up anything that doesn't need to be there. A gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz can clear out useless rumble. If the break feels boxy, a small cut around 250 to 350 Hz can help. If the top end is too bright or crispy, a soft shelf down above 10 or 12 Hz can warm things up. Next, try saturator. A little drive here adds harmonic density and grime. You don't need to slam it. A few dB of drive with soft clip-on can make the transients thicker and help the break feel more like it's coming off a piece of hardware rather than a clean sample file. Drum bus is another great one for this style, especially in DNB. A bit of drive, a little transient enhancement, and maybe a touch of crunch can make the break hit harder. But be careful. If you overdo it, you'll smear the chop detail. The break should still feel clear, even while it's dirty. Redux is useful when you want a more lo-fi chopped vinyl edge. A little downsampling or bit reduction can give the break a rougher texture. I'd recommend blending it in lightly, maybe even in parallel, so you keep the attack while adding a dusty edge underneath. Auto filter is great for movement. You can use it to darken intros, open things up in drops, or sweep into fills like a DJ working the filter on a mixer. A low-pass filter with gentle resonance is a classic move here. And don't forget utility. Utility is simple, but it's important. Use it for clean gain staging, and if the break feels too wide, you can narrow it a bit. Keeping the low end centered is especially important in drum and bass, where the bass line needs space. Let's add texture now, because vinyl character is not just the drums. It's also the background. A very quiet noise layer can make a huge difference. You could use actual vinyl crackle, record hiss, room noise, or dusty ambience. Keep it low in the mix and filter it so it doesn't fight the hi-hats. If you want to make your own, you can build a texture layer with operator noise, auto filter, saturator, and utility. Tuck it behind the break so it feels like atmosphere, not noise clutter. Another big part of the sound is timing tricks. Move one snare a few milliseconds late. Nudge a kick a tiny bit early. Duplicate a hat for a quick stutter. Leave a short gap before a fill. These little edits make the break feel sampled and handled, rather than drawn on a grid. Zoom in and make small moves. Tiny timing changes can completely change the attitude of the loop. Now let's think about arrangement, because this is where the break stops being a loop and starts feeling like a record. In the intro, you might only show a filtered version of the break with some vinyl noise and just a hint of bass. Then in the build, bring in more ghost notes, open the filter, and add a fill every few bars. At the drop, let the full chop pattern hit with a bass line answering it. In the breakdown, strip the drums back again and maybe leave just hats, noise, and a few chopped hits. Then in the second drop, change the pattern, add a stronger saturation layer, or throw in a reversed slice to keep it moving. That evolution matters. A chopped vinyl break sounds much more convincing when it changes over time. A really useful workflow trick is to bounce and resample once you've got something you like. Freeze and flatten, or resample the break to audio. Then reslice it and edit it again. You can reverse a few bits, pitch down a fill, or rearrange the pieces in a new way. This makes the result feel more found and less programmed. Now let's cover a few common mistakes. First, don't overquantize everything. If every hit is locked perfectly, the break loses the vinyl feel. Second, don't get too dirty too fast. If the saturation or reduction is so heavy that the snare disappears, the groove will suffer. Third, don't forget dynamics. Same velocity on every hit equals flat energy. And finally, don't ignore arrangement. A great loop repeated over and over still feels like a loop. Change it every 4, 8, or 16 bars. Here are a few pro style tips if you want the break to feel darker and heavier. Try darkening the break without killing the attack. Use EQ to soften the harsh top end, then add just enough saturation to keep body in the sound. You can also layer a dirty mid-break with a cleaner top percussion layer. That contrast between rough and controlled is really powerful. For tension, use reverse chops before a snare or a crash. That works especially well in jungle intros and dark build-ups. And if the bass is really heavy, a tiny bit of sidechain ducking can help the break breathe without making it feel unnatural. Parallel crunch is another great move. Duplicate the break or send it to a return with saturator, redux, and drum bus. Blend that crushed version underneath the clean one. That gives you weight without losing detail. Here's a quick practice challenge you can try right away. Build a 4-bar chopped vinyl D&B loop. Load a break, slice it to a drum rack, and program a 1-bar pattern with a main snare on 2 and 4, at least 2 ghost notes, and 1 duplicated hat chop. Copy that across 4 bars. Then in bars 2 through 4, move 1 hit slightly off-grid, change 1 velocity, and add 1 reverse or muted slice. Finish with EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and a light groove. Then bounce it and listen with the bass line underneath it. If you want to push it further, make bar 4 sound like a vinyl edit that naturally loops back into bar 1. So let's recap.